Blog Talk Radio.
All around the world, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw tonight, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Those who are joining us via phone and those who are joining us via the internet as well on your smart devices all across the globe. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John Crenshaw is senior pastor along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. We're going to have some more announcements after Bishop brings the word tonight to you. And we're excited, so we'll be back with you a little later. But at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the mic for Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Kevin. We're glad to be back with you once again on the airways to pray. When men pray, that makes a difference when we as men come to seek the face of God. The word of the Lord says, if my people, says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And we are so grateful once again to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing, God. We thank you for your word is everlasting. We give you praise and we glorify you. We exalt your name above every name. And And we thank you, Lord, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We counsel every assignment and every attack of the enemy. Even now, we speak and decree and declare your word. As Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that I please. It will prosper into the thing whereto I send it. Father, we thank you. You sent your word to heal us tonight. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight that your word is powerful. Your word is anointed. Your word destroys every yoke. King, you are what we need. We thank you tonight, God, that you touch every life on this airways tonight, as you touch people, touch hearts, touch families. God, we stand in the gap tonight, even for families. We stand in the gap for loved ones. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for healing their minds, their souls, their bodies, their spirit. We give you glory and we give you all praise. Your word says, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is, praise God, the word of God being manifest in each and every lives. And know that the word was framed by the word that was spoken out of the mouth of God. And we know that his word will not return void. We thank you tonight and we give you praise and we give you glory. Even as we speak the word of God, we decree it. It is already done. We thank God that it's already done. We decree and declare it is already so. And God, and it know now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. We thank God it is done according to his word. Deuteronomy 8:5, for the Lord your God has chosen him out of all the tribe to stand to minister the name of the Lord and him and his sons forever. God has chosen the people to call Abraham, that he has chosen them to be a blessing to the whole world. And as he stood and decreeing the things of God, and the manifestation of God's word came forth and it came to pass. And even as we on today, as we seeking the face of God, as men pray, it's very important as men take the responsibility and obligation that we stand and we seek the face of God for our families, our loved ones, for our communities, our neighborhoods, and for our country. As we as men pray, men, it's important that men pray. All the Bible says men ought to always pray and not to faint. So it's important that we as men rise to the pool, rise to the place where we should stand in the gap and seek the face of God, to know that God is able to do it, know that God will turn things around in our community, on our jobs, and praise God everywhere we go as we seek the face of God. So as Jeremiah said, oh, I wish my head was water. I will weep for the nation that chose them. So Jeremiah was called a weeping prophet because he saw the face of was water and my eyes, a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. Jeremiah was seeking the face of God to cry out to his people as we continue to seek the face of God like Jeremiah. As we seek the face of God for people and for souls and for men and women, that even in our families, our children will be protected, our families will be protected, even our jobs, it will be protected, and things will come to pass, the things that God has promised us should happen and will happen on our behalf as we seek the face of God. And nothing like praying to God and getting a hold to the horns of the altar and seeking him and not stopping until you get the answer and the results that God has promised you that should be yours and could have as you seek his face. And Psalms 37:26 said, and his seed is blessed. In other words, as we seek the face of God, God will bless our seed from generation to generation. praise God, and all we seek the face of God. We counsel the assignment of the enemy from our forefather, every generation of curse. We counsel that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we speak those things that be not as though they already are. We call it so in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and we glorify you. We thank you, God. Counsel is drying up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, as you heal that are sick and those that are former, the infirmities in the bodies of God. In the name of Jesus, those may be in the hospital. God, we decree and declare. We stand in the gap and we intercede tonight and we call it done. We call it so. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. No matter what the doctor report has said, we counsel that assignment of the attack of the enemy even now. And we thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for long life. We thank you for pureness and God, healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that that child is being healed. We thank you right now that that mother, that father is being healed. Thank you right now. You've been a counselor to that person that seemed like all hope is gone. We give you praise. We decree and declare it is done. We thank you. We stand in the gap, God, for that loved one right now in the name of Jesus. That person, by God, may be incarcerated tonight. We stand in the gap, Lord, and we know that you can be a judge above every judge, God. We thank you, God. You are able to turn situations around that look hopeless. Now, for your word, we praise you for your word, and God, we thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you right now, and we call it so in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We adore you, Lord. We thank you, God, even as you open doors. God, we thank you, Lord, you change the hearts and the minds of your people everywhere. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We adore you. We exalt your name. And we praise you right now. Even you say that your word say one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We decree in the class, so it is done according to your word. As we seek the face of God, we praise you for it, God. We call it done even now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We exalt you. We glorify you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We call it done now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. The situation is turning around. We thank you, God, that you're giving people a mind, a peace of mind right now. You're giving them a sound mind right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. Even on their job, you're working out situation, God. Even in their home, you're working out situation, God. Even, oh, praise God, everywhere they are, wherever they may be, you're working out situations that seem impossible, God. We thank you, God. You have your ministers, angels encamping about them even now, God. We glorify you for it. We praise you. We exalt your name. And we give you thanks, God. And it is so, God. Even now, God. The 10,000 angels and camp about your people, Lord. And God, we thank you as you fought Gabriel and Michael, the fighting angels of God. We thank you, God. You're sending them, you're delivering, you're setting free, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you for the doors of being opened, God. We thank you for the ways of being made. God, we thank you for spiritual eyes of being enlightened according to your word. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we call it done tonight. Tonight, we thank you right now. You open the door. Tonight, we thank you, God. You're healing. Tonight, we thank you, God. You're ministering to the hearts of your people, and you're giving a peace that passes all understanding. And we give you glory for it, and we give you praise for it. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we bless your name tonight, and we exalt your name above every name. This scripture says here, for the fruit of the righteous is as a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. And the Lord Matthew said in 25 and 26, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not sowed. And in other words, praise God, the servant must be obedient to his commandment of his owner, but God, and the word of the Lord is for everlasting to everlasting. The word of God will not return void, but it will accomplish that it please, and it will prosper into the thing where he sends it. And when God speaks a word, he knows it's going to work. He speaks a word to encourage his people. He speaks a word to manifest himself. And shall be done according to his word, the word of the Lord from the book of Second Corinthians and 5 and 11. Knoweth therefore the terror of the Lord is per man. Then the word of God is there. The word of God is the answer. The word of God is what you need. The word of God is the key. And faith unlocks that door. The faith unlocks that door that's closed. Praise God. The word of God, as you speak the word, as you pray the word, as you declare the word, they must come pass in one life. And Father, we thank you tonight as we pray and as we seek your faith, as we decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established according to your word. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement tonight with every soul. We stand in agreement for every individual. We stand in the gap to our government. We stand in the gap for our families, God. Families as men's lives to the occasion. We stand in the gap, praise God. We come against every demonic force come to attack men's, come to attack families. We come and stand in the gap, and we come against it in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise. And we magnify you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come out to give God a praise. Somebody ought to give God a praise right there because God is answering your prayers tonight. So God is answering your prayers even as we pray, even now. No, it is already done. No, it has already been turned around. Know that God worketh all things for your good, as the scripture said. We know that all things work together for good for those that love, for those that love the Lord, and one that are called according to his purpose. And we know it working together. May not feel like it, may not look like it, but it is working together for your good. Because God's word cannot lie, neither can he. He's not a man that he have to repent. If he said it, it must come to pass. Praise God. It must come to pass. The praise the Lord. And the scripture. I'm just going to read a verse out of the book, my prayer book. I'm praying. Pray for 12 weeks of prayer. It's very important that we as men seek the face of God, as we as men seek him and want to know him like we never known him before, that we can see the manifestation of his spirit being manifested in the earth realm. That we can see the blinded eye, the deaf ear, the lame to walk, and doors open that seem to be impossible to be made open. God is the gut type of God. Just shift to here, out of my book here, I want to read. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children, and you are blessed for the Lord which maketh heaven and earth. And God, he made a promise to you that he's going to bless you. And your seed will be blessed as being obedient to the word of God. You, not only your children's children shall be blessed. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord and that delight is greatly in his commandment. And his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And the generation of the upright shall be blessed. God promised to bless you. He promised to open doors. And that was Psalms 112. Verses 1 and 2. Praise God. God promised to be with you in spite of whatever situation you may be in. Even now, know that God is there. Know that God wants to bring you through every circumstance, every problem, every situation, every crisis that you have. It's not by accident or coincidence. It is God working on your behalf to bring you through that situation. And Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you. We exalt your name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. We thank you tonight that the demons must be tremble at the sound of your voice. And we thank you tonight. And God, we glorify you. We exalt your name because you are the Lord. You are the healer. You are the joy. You are our peace. You are a comforter. You are a refuge. God, you are a well of water. Praise God. You are in the thirsty places. You, praise God, bread and hunger and thirst in a hunger land. You are everything that we need. You are a desire. But God, you made us so that we could serve you, not only to serve you, that we could give you, Lord, and our present help. And Father, we glorify you. And we give you thanks for all that you're doing. Let your work appeal for your servant, and your glory for thy children. Psalm 90, verses 16. Praise God. We are blessed tonight to be in the presence of God. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I want to let you know, everyone out there in radio land, out there listening tonight, know that God is on your side. He's going to bring you through this situation that you may be facing, the crisis and the circumstances that you may be facing tonight. Know that God has not forgotten you. He knows all about your situation. He knows where you need to know, the time. He knows the right moment. Praise God. And he's going to work things out on your behalf. Is there one tonight on the prayer line, the desire prayer? If you're on the prayer line tonight, if you desire prayer, you're here to pray with you in agreement, knowing that God will work all things out for your good. Hello, Kevin.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, when men pray. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to give God some praise for that wonderful and powerful word that Bishop gave tonight. Thank you so much for that. And Bishop, we just want you to pray for the people out there, if you don't mind.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for everyone that is listening on the radio tonight, the airwaves. We thank you, God, as you bless them in a special way. God, we thank you as you move on their behalf. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, as the miracles manifest themselves right before their eyes. God, we thank you by this time on tomorrow. Praise God, as you promised the people of God that you will bless. And God, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. We call those things that be not as though they already are. And we give you praise because you said in your word, one stand in agreement with your word. And we stand in agreement with every individual that is requesting prayer tonight. And know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. And we forever give you praise, and our glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I look at that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, When Men Pray. I love it. Senior pastor, along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'll give you some more information about that as well. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time and your prayers. And we just thank God for the man of God, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better put your hands together out there for Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop talked about his wonderful journal that's available, ladies and gentlemen, When Men Pray, the journal, volume 1, 12 Weeks of Targeted Prayer by Bishop John Crenshaw. It's only, ladies and gentlemen, I love this, it's only $12. And you can contact me at 404-401-0233 for more details about that and how to get a copy of that. 404-401-0233 for getting a copy of the 12 Weeks of Journal from Bishop John Crenshaw, When Men Pray. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's the key. That is the secret. And the secret is now out. When men pray, things happen. So we thank God for Bishop for that wonderful journal that he's put together. And it's available for you, anybody out there as well, for workshops, men's meetings, men's retreats, training classes, prayer classes, men's conferences, all of the above. Give me a call or text me at 404-401-0233, and I'll make sure Bishop gets the information and you guys can connect there as well. Okay, so thank God for Bishop Crenshaw. Hey, I mentioned the church too as well for those who are in the Metro Atlanta area. There's thousands of people moving into the Metro Atlanta area. The church, Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, full gospel, full Bible, ladies and gentlemen, church in Fayetteville, Georgia. Kingdom Life Worship Center at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. That's 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Services on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And once again, for more details, give me a text or a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404 401-0233. Let's give God a hand of praise for the man and woman of God at Kingdom Life Worship Center. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Amen. Praise God. Hey, do we didn't want to keep you long tonight. We want to basically pray as Bishop has prayed, and we know people are busy out there, but we know that God hears all the prayers that Bishop prayed over, and we just thank God for the man of God praying over you today, and know, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus is Lord. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for the April and future broadcast for Bishop on When Men Pray, we're going to be on the air with Bishop every first and third Thursday, first and third Thursdays of each month on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll be seeing more about that as we push that information out via the network. So we're real excited about that. So thank God for Bishop's time to be able to be with us on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that. Amen. Hey, we're going to let you go, guys. It's at the bottom of the hour. And we're excited. The song you heard earlier was Babby from Babby Mason, Pray. I think it's a great song. We're going to play part of that in a minute, too, as well, as we close it out. But ladies and gentlemen, just to remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time, When Men Pray, with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. For more details about the broadcast and about the ministry as well, give me a call. Once again, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We want all the men's group, all the women's group to push this out on your social media as well. So if you're listening via the your smartphone or your devices or your computer, we want you guys to push this link out so you can hear the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw again and send that out to over. I'm talking about your young men, young women. Everybody needs to hear When Men Pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hey, take care. We'll see you. Have a rest of the great evening. And enjoy yourself for the weekend as well. Enjoy your family. Enjoy God. And remember, when men pray, things happen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us when men pray with Bishop John Crenshaw. We'll be back with you on the first and third Thursdays of each month. Be looking out on the programming. God bless you. We'll see you next time. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye.